So given everything you've seen in the headlines, persecution's on the rise, especially when it comes to Christians. But there's good news coming from Capitol Hill. Plus, we all know that life is unique and precious. It's a mindset that goes beyond 24 hours set aside for it this weekend. We'll explain more about what that means in just a few moments. But first, the United States' new law on international religious freedom looks to be a big win for the fight against worldwide religious persecution. Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA says the law establishes a new list alongside the countries of particular concern, highlighting entities of particular concern. Now, this answers the rising trend of Islamic extremism.
What do you do in a situation like in Nigeria where the persecutor is Boko Haram? They're not the government, but they are persecuting Christians. They're persecuting religious minorities. What do you do with the Islamic State? It is not a state, but it is a persecutor.
So the law is a good step, but we don't know what the incoming administration will bring.
We have hopes that it will be a priority, and I think that can be an item for our prayer list. Just as the transition is taking place, pray that the new administration will place a priority on religious freedom and especially on persecuted Christians around the world, because the statistics are that the most persecuted religious minority is Christians.
Get other details on this new law at missionnews.org. You'll also find advocacy resources like the 2017 Open Doors World Watch List, which just came out today. And the recent defeat of a protection of minorities bill in Pakistan has left Christians, Hindus, and others rattled. It prevented forced conversion of religious minority women, mostly kidnapping victims, to Islam. Now, these same religious minorities are vulnerable under the country's infamous blasphemy laws. So how does increasing pressure impact ministries? World Mission's Greg Kelly says it forces their partners to think creatively.
Instead of distributing our treasure, our solar-powered audio Bible, we're actually putting in wireless transmission devices that essentially create hotspots.
It means there's another layer of protection for both the gospel worker and the person seeking biblical truth.
Our national partners are essentially creating a beacon that's transmitting the gospel out to anybody within 100 yards of them with a smartphone so they can receive it.
There are more details on this at mnnonline.org. This is a fairly recent project, so there's lots of room to get on board. For the more traditional route, $50 gets a treasure unit in someone's hands. As far as prayer goes,
if I were to say, let's put one gifting inside of a national partner, that gifting would be discernment. You just have to be so sensitive to the Holy Spirit as far as who you can entrust.
And finally, you may have heard this accusation when it comes to pro-life issues. The Christians are so hung up on the issue of abortion, they don't care about the suffering of anyone else. Tom Lothimer says for Life Matters Worldwide and many compassionate pro-life Christians, that's simply not true. January 15th is Sanctity of Human Life Sunday, and it's about recognizing God's image.
If you go back to the very first book of the Bible, you know, Genesis chapter 1, when God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. So he created man in his own image. And so the sanctity of human life actually starts there, because we're all made in his image. And God takes that very seriously, of course.
So what about you?
I would encourage people to consider, are we willing to take in a pregnant young lady who needs help? Are we willing to assist with others in providing for the needs of these women? And frankly, at the other end of life, are we willing to help families who have a loved one who's suffering physically or in other ways? So if we can just be sensitive to the needs of people around us, that says to a public that we believe in the sanctity of human life. And because we do, we're going to reach out to all people regardless of who they are.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. And we're all about providing tools for our faith walk. So this month, Slavic Gospel Association is offering a free devotional written by a woman for women. It's called My Father's House by Ruth Dynica Erdell. And although it was written to address discipling needs of Slavic women, the biblical truths stand for us all. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.